The 3,000-member Union for University Teaching Assistants has filed a formal complaint with the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission. It stems from an offer the state apparently made, then later retracted. Nothing was ever agreed to, but TAA is crying foul. Karen Timberlake is the state official in charge of negotiating with this union and others. She wouldn't confirm whether the offer was on the table and why it was supposedly taken off. But the complaint claims a top UW administrator was told the state had already spent the money on something else. Teaching assistants want to bring in a mediator, but the state recently said no. And Timberlake says the governor is sticking firm that TAs pay a portion of premiums to help the state control the escalating cost of employee health care.
And in that way, we believe we can preserve benefits and keep the program going.
University teaching assistant Tony Barnes contends that additional cost is too much to bear for workers who make an average of $10,000 a year.
You know, they live paycheck to paycheck in the first place, and $11 is a lot of money in relation to the amount they're getting on their check.
TAs do get tuition paid in addition to wages, but Barnes says it's the future cost of health care that could break the bank. The state says the same thing and wants to start divvying up the cost of premiums now. Negotiations between the state and TAs have dragged on for nearly 2 years. The current contract is set to expire in June. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.